Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no, everyone. Brother Bulla here once again, bringing you the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, bringing you the love of our Lord, bringing you the joy of Jesus himself. Want to welcome everyone for tuning in this evening, this Friday, Aloha Friday evening. You know, we're so blessed once again to have a special guest here today. You know, my job has been so easy this week. You know, we just got back from Arizona at Saguaro and Red Rock Prison. So I've been bringing the people in this week who were actually there in the prison, who were there witnessing to our brothers that are incarcerated in those facilities. I'm bringing the people that were traveling with us, that were able to see the signs and wonders and the miracles that God's hand placed before our eyes. You know, I just want to give a shout out, you know, to our boys in La Maca. Hope you're still listening tonight. Brother Sai sends his love. Thank you for your dedication. But I also want to give a shout out to our brothers up in Jalava at the Berean and Friday Chapel. Hope you had a chance to be at Pastor Scott today. The Wayava boys are going to be seeing you guys shortly. Module 10 Cash Box Program. To our brothers at FDC 6A, we're going to come down there and pound that drum come Sunday at 1:30. Look forward to praising and worshiping you once again. Let's fill that room up with the brothers. Last time we had 35. Let's get 40 this time. Let's get real cozy down there. Let's praise our God together on Sunday. And all of those at OCCC, if today's Friday, that means tomorrow's Saturday. Looking forward to getting into whatever modules are available to us that we are able to get in. Hopefully it won't be in a lockdown situation. But I'd like to give a shout out to our sisters in modules 3 and 4 and to our brothers, module 20, annex 1, module 11, Module 13 with Brother Justin and Scott carrying the torch. How's it, guys? And also, we don't want to forget our sisters over on the Windward side. Apologize that we couldn't get there last night, but we had another commitment that we had to attend to that the Lord had blessed us with. We'll be back there next week with a great praise report and just looking forward to sharing a wonderful time with you, our sisters out there. You know, it's just interesting. You can travel all over the world and you have memories that you think were going to last a lifetime. And then you go on a trip that you don't actually have a memory. Your life changes. And we're going to get that to real shortly with Pastor Barry Naone. Now, for everyone else listening out there, you've just tuned in. Maybe you just got home after all that traffic going to the west side. Or maybe you've been blessed enough to be sitting out on the patio out in Hawaii Kai. And you're just listening to the quiet of the night. And now you have the Free Inside Ministry radio program coming at you on 99.5 FM, The Word. Thank you all for tuning in. And for all those who have loved ones that are incarcerated, remember our anchor verse. Remember Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans for you to prosper, not to harm you. Plans for a hope and a future." You know, we do have a website if you'd like to go check it out. It has all of our radio programs for your convenience located on the website. If you click on the link, it'll take you to an area that you'll be able to listen to any shows that are listed there. And we're catching up. We had a few technical difficulties, but by the end of the weekend, we're going to have the shows from the last 2 weeks up there. But for all the shows prior to that, and we've been on since the first week of February, hallelujah, you have those shows there. And our website is www.freeinsideministry.org. We do have an email address. It's freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And for those of you in the social media arena, we have a Facebook page, Free Inside Ministry. Check out the page. Got a lot of pictures there and got a lot of good things you can check out. But, you know, tonight I mentioned we have a very special guest. Now, this week we've been having the rest of our Free Inside team that was able to go up to Saguaro and Red Rock with us. And they've been able to share their heart. And for those of you that are listening, Monday morning between 6:40 a.m. and about 7 a.m., we will be on 95.5, The Fish, with the dawn of a new day. Dawn O'Brien, Wonder Woman, as we so affectionately call her. She's going to be actually interviewing the team on The Fish that day. So we look forward to that. If you're up and about, share the word. Let them know. 6:40 to 7 a.m. on Monday, the entire team's going to be in The Fish. and we hope that we don't tilt that side of the building. But only God will know. Tonight, Pastor Barry Noone, Door of Faith Church in Nanakuli. You see, we believe in worshiping in one spirit, one heart, one mind, one accord, one church for one God. As long as you have a serving heart, as long as you have a giving heart, as long as God is your Lord and Savior, and you believe in Jesus Christ has risen from the dead and paid for our sins on the cross, I believe we're all on the same team. I believe it. We're in one apostolic church. So we were blessed to have Pastor Barry come along with us. Now, I'm going to be very honest with you. I didn't know Pastor Barry very long, but the Lord, because God is still in control, the Lord placed him upon my heart. And when we're down at Ohana De at Aloha Stadium, it was confirmation when I was able to share a few moments with him as he gave the salvation call for Pastor Virginia at Aloha Stadium at Ohana De. Now, if Pastor Virginia, for those of you who know Pastor Virginia, if she anoints you, if she appoints you to do a salvation call in my book, you got to know what you're doing, okay? And so Pastor Barry, he blessed us. He was able to come with the team, and this was his first time to Saguaro, but I'm pretty sure it's not going to be his last time. Now, Barry, maybe you can share some with the, you know, it's a free mic today, man. Just share your heart, you know, and let the people know that just maybe how did Saguaro change you?
Good evening, Bula, and thank you. God bless you, Pastor, for having me once again on your show. How did it change me? Man, from when we left, when we were getting ready to leave, the anticipation was building up within me. Transformation, the power of God was in me, and I sensed that something was happening, but to what degree, I did not know until I got to Arizona. When we got into Red Rock for the very first time, a ministry in the prison there, I was under the anointing power of God. I just wept. I cried, and I think that is how I got the nickname All Boss.
That's right. Pastor Barry's nickname is Pastor Barry All Boss, not only. But I have to share with you, for those of you that know me, when I go into the prisons, I always carry my towel. And I say that's my preaching towel, but can I be transparent with you tonight? That's my crying towel, because I'm tired of putting honey butter all over my shirt, okay? Let's just get real. So that's my crying and my preaching towel. I'll call it my DNA towel. But on that purple towel are three letters that I explained FFK, Fools for Christ. We're not going to go into Krispy Kremes or anything, but it's FFK. This time, I believe the Lord has placed it upon my heart. I'm going to get black towels, hand towels, with white letters. And the white letters are going to be A, B, C. And that will stand for All Boss Crew, because the whole crew was All Boss. So either ABC Group, the All Boss Crew. But Barry, maybe you can share with the listening audience tonight, all of our beloved that are listening. Now, Red Rock houses 51 of the most high-profile criminals from Hawaii. They don't even get to live in general population. They have to live amongst themselves. And they have not seen anyone from Hawaii come and visit them for almost 10 years. No other ministry that I know of has ever gone into that facility or that module. So we went in thinking, oh, they're going to be excited to see us. Yeah, some brothers. To tell the people what happened when we walked in the door.
So we thought they would be excited to see us. But Bula, you know, for you and I both know that when we come to do the Lord's work, the enemy knows that. And as we knew, we saw him lurking in the pod there. They weren't happy to see us. They weren't happy that we were there. Many of them stood with their arms folded and just watched us, and they were actually kind of hard like rock.
Well, you know, maybe that's why it's Red Rock. But, you know, they looked at us. They're very cynical. They were very suspicious.
Right.
I don't know how many of you out there have ever felt evil, but sometimes when you walk into the areas that the Lord takes us, you have to know that you're covered by the blood of Jesus, because you will see evil in front of you. You will feel evil. We could feel, I'll be straight up, we could feel evil in that unit. I mean, the hair on my head that I don't have stood up, but you could feel it. But you know how you defeat the enemy? The way you defeat the enemy where he's at is with praise and worship and the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And we were the light that came into the darkness. But it wasn't easy, Barry. I mean, we didn't start singing praise and worship and they all said, oh yeah, hallelujah. I mean, explain the process of what happened in that unit so people have a better idea and a grasp of what it took to get them from arms crossed, eyes slit, with a very cynical and suspicious demeanor about them, to the point where it was arms raised, men weeping, and the Holy Spirit falling upon them.
Praise and worship is one of the most key tools against the tactics of the enemy. And what we did there was we called upon the great I Am. We called upon him. We acknowledged him, Pastor, and we asked him to be a part of this, because in our own strength, we cannot fight the enemy alone. The Bible says that, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
That's right.
And, you know, Bula, like you said, it was there. It was present. You could see it. And if you couldn't feel it, I am very sorry. I don't know what to say.
Well, I know for like Robbie and Ryan Helsham, 20 and 18 years old, what a life-changing experience that they shared earlier this week to go through everything that we went through. But, you know, Red Rock, I think, gave us a better appreciation. And we're always appreciative of the Lord's blessings. But it showed us the power, the grace, and the mercy of the God that we serve. Because only God could do what we saw. Man could not do that. We could not do that. But God did it through us. And so blessed. Who are we? The foolish things of the world. But, you know, so we leave Red Rock, you know, and the ripple effect, the little waves that are being sent out. We're getting reports from email. We're getting reports on Facebook. We're getting texts from loved ones here of the difference in Red Rock, that they feel more love and aloha. There's not, everybody's not ready for snap, you know, that they can actually feel a difference in the unit. But, you know, a lot of people say, Bula, Barry, you know, you guys, how can you just go inside one prison that's filled with 50 of the worst guys that did? How can you go in there and tell them that Jesus loves them? Well, it comes down to, in the book of Luke, and it's chapter 4, verses 18 through 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. Amen. That's why we're able to do what we do. It is not in our strength, but he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. Amen. But I think Red Rock, what it did, it just set us up for, because we claimed the victory by the blood of Jesus that day. But, you know, our team's looking around like, wow, if every day's like this, we really gonna be an all boss crew. But, you know, the Lord gave us a good night's rest. And Barry, explain to me, share with the listening audience what it was like as we walked into and towards the Faith Pod in M Unit at Saguaro the next day.
Wow, it was a total difference from Red Rock to the Faith Pod. When we got into that holding area, you could feel the Spirit there already. And as the prisoners are actually, the brothers are looking from their pods there. But we see in the Faith Pod, we see them worshiping already. And when the doors is open, I'm amazed. I'm humbled, Bula, because when you're walking into this prison, these men are praising the Lord. They're singing, and I thank God for the lighthouse. You know, the scripture, Matthew 25, verses 35 and 36, just jumped at me right there. Seeing these men, and as I looked around their pod, I noticed words of life, words of encouragement, scriptures all over the wall. One word, God.
You know, we always say that, but God, but God. You know, it's like Pastor Scott was sharing earlier in the week. It was like, he said, I don't know what being like a rock star is, but I felt like a rock star. And, you know, it's when you have nothing to give. They don't have any cash. They can't give us any gifts. So they give of their heart. They give in the spirit of excellence. And I said earlier, you know, they had a great worship team. They had a drama team. They had an actual full choir. And they shared their love and aloha for us. That was their gratitude. That was their thank yous for coming, for spending thousands of dollars of our own money to get there just to bring them the good news. But we returned that favor in the afternoon, and we blessed them, and we left it all on the ground. You know, it's people say glory to God, G to G. I say guts to God, because we left our guts on the floor. But, you know, it's you know, when you see grown men, when the light finally comes on, you know, it's like the prodigal son. When he came to his senses, and in the Jesus book, it's pretty basic. It says, hey, how come? You know, sometimes I explain to our brothers and our sisters that are incarcerated that you need that moment in time, you need that specific instant where you look in the mirror and there's nobody else to blame but the person in the mirror. Now, you can do your chronic action and ninja moves and do all your Yoda action, but when you finally stop and your eyes stop spinning, it's still you in the mirror. And you look in the mirror and you go, wow, wow, how come? What happened? You know, it's when you get to the end of your resources that you finally realize who your source is. Now, my beloved, you might be sitting on the edge of your bed right now behind one of those walls. You might be actually in your bunk looking at the ceiling above you, or just looking out the window to see the stars that you can't reach and you can barely see. But I want to tell you right where you're at that our God loves you so much where you're at. But listen, my beloved, he loves you too much to leave you where you're at. You see, he's the only answer. If the world puts you where you're at, the word is going to deliver you from where you're at. Because, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, but expecting change. That's insane, man. That ain't going to happen. So, you know, I always tell our beloved, I say, you know, I got this new program. You know, you got the Shakeology here. You got the Body by V. You got all this stuff. You know, there's a new program out, and it's a 90-day program. It costs you $0, so that's still $0. It's free 99. It's not going to cost you anything. Now, this is if you want a better body, if you want a better attitude, if you want a better perception on things around you. It's called Body by Jesus, okay? The Body by Jesus is a 90-day program where you get into the Bible, you surround yourself with believers, you sing praise and worship. If after 90 days you do not see a difference in your life, no worries. The devil's going to take you right back. But try that 90-day program. It's free. It's been around for 2,000 years now. But Barry, maybe now you can share with our listening audience. You know, we were able. Now, what people don't understand is when I tell them we're the strolling minestrones, where we're walking around the entire facility into each and every module and pod singing praise and worship. What was that like, Barry?
That was so awesome. Being given 10 minutes to sing and to give a short exhortation, that was awesome. You got to see people weeping. Even that one gentleman who came up and said, we were an answer to his prayers, that he had been praying to God to send someone to bless him. And as he said, that day, he knew that someone was coming and that God was going to be his deliverer. And God showed up. And God showed out, and it was awesome, Bula, singing in each and every pod.
Now, the one thing that's a blessing straight from heaven is, I don't know what we had for vocal cords, because at that point, it was all bust. I mean, you couldn't even eat two bags of Lihi Mui to recover. But, you know, it's just unbelievable how the Lord's going to use the vessels that he has to bring the good news and to bring the word that he has. I think what was great, I had a communication from one of the wives of the men that are up there, and he said that he woke up and he heard these people singing, and he kind of rubbed his eyes. See, that's kind of funny. If you hear something, why you rub your eyes? But anyway, he said he rubbed his eyes, and he stepped out of the thing. He said, whoa, we get some connects. Oh, there's some Jesus music. Let me get down. And he says it was so wonderful to wake up to the sound of people from the 808, people from the Aloha State, people from back home, people, Keikioka'aina of the land, singing praise and worship. And he said it just made his day. And then he went on to tell her that, hey, that wasn't the best thing yet. After lunch, we got cookies. Yeah, coconut macadamia nut cookies. Woohoo! So it was so great to share that with them. But Barry, maybe you can share with them just the feeling. You know, we're in the chapels. Now, we did do that Samoan service with Pastor Robert Helsham leading that service. Now, you think, like Robbie and Ryan said, hey, we get some solis in the house. It's going to be good. Explain what you saw happen during that service, Pastor Barry.
Well, Talk about coconuts. There was a bunch of coconuts there. But when they left, they were cracked open for Christ. See, one thing good about Christ is he can take the hardest heart and soften it. And how did we do that? By singing praise and worship and reaching out. And as they came in once again with their hands crossed, their hands were raised up to God, and they were shouting praises on their way out.
You know, when they started to sing in unison with us, say, Sili, Sili, O Atua, man, it was just like the angels themselves are singing, because even the big guys, I call them the silverbacks, because they look like silverbacks. They were singing in a bass so low that my shoes were actually shaking a little bit. But these guys hit notes that I think only Barry White can hit. But this is how big these guys are. I mean, their hands are just like paws. They make my hand look like a little five-year-old hand. But when they have the heart for the Lord, when they can feel the goodness of God inside of them, when they sing, it is like being with the angels. But, you know, like Barry says, they might have been as hard as coconuts, but let me tell you, when they left, they was just like Haupia. God would mold them, and they was going to be onolicious to the max. But, you know, that was a Samoan service. You know, we're actually, what did you notice, Barry? Maybe you can share about the team, because we dealt with some adversity, man. I mean, I'm telling you, the devil did not want us to get to Arizona. It all started in Honolulu, where at noon, they call up Lynette, who's taking care of all of our flight things, and at noon, they're telling her that our 9 o'clock flight that night, at noon, they're saying it's going to be delayed 2 hours. I'm like, how can the flight be delayed 2 hours? It's 9 hours from now. So they were having challenges at that point. So by missing by having our flight delayed 2 hours, we missed our connection in Salt Lake City. Then they wanted to put us on 2 different flights. And by the grace of God, Lynette went up there, talked to them, and said, we're on a mission from God, doing some ministry work, and there's 9 of us traveling, and we can't go on 2 flights. Now, only God can do this. The flight was overbooked, but the lady put all 9 of us on the flight. All of our bags made it, and we made it. But, Barry, maybe you can describe, what did you notice about the team? Were we going nuts? Were we going all razzle-dazzle, frizzle at the ends? What did you see when we were traveling?
Well, what I saw was we were all in the perfect rest of God. We were faced with these adversities, flight delays. We were on different flights. We didn't have the time to get there. On time, we missed our original time for Red Rock. But one thing remained unique about the team. We just trusted God. We didn't go out and say, oh, la, la. We cried up unto Yahweh, Yahweh.
Yahweh, Yahweh.
And we asked for him to intervene. And that's what he did.
You know what I learned on this trip, Barry, and we are dealing with a lot of things, but just to know that God is still in control. But, you know, we can say that and we can do all the lip service, but really, when you put your faith, when you put your trust in God and you say, God, you got this. You got this, God, because failure is not in your vocabulary. And so we're just going to rest in that. But there was a calm around the group. It was just peaceful. You know, a lot of times people travel, they start getting all frazzled. They pull out their iPads or whatever, and they start trying to do crazy things. But, you know, we just sat there. We kind of hummed some praise and worship, made sure we had a lot of fluids to hydrate because we had to hydrate. But there was a peace. And, you know, we talk about that. It's the peace that surpasses all understanding. When we go into the modules and the units, we tell them, we come in peace, we bring you peace, and we leave this peace with you. You know, but maybe, Barry, I want you to share, you know, real briefly. Now, you came home and, you know, there was transformation in all of the inmates that we were able to see, but I think we had some transformation going on with our very own crew, too.
All right, in my life, Bula, those words, winning the loss to the cross at any cost. These scriptures, the scripture back in John 21:17, where feed my sheep. God put these men right in front of me. Said, this is what the ministry is all about. Feeding my sheep. It doesn't matter who, what, when, where. But when we grasp a hold of that, that is what transformed my life from what it was about a week ago to where it is today and many more to come.
Well, you know, Barry, God, I know God is opening many doors for you. You know, just last night we were blessed. We were actually having dinner with Tim Shea, the producer of the movie that has the tonight at 6 p.m., I believe, is a red carpet event. It's the world premiere of the Epic Journey movie. And we were having dinner at Tim Shea's house last night with a few of the actors from the movie. And what is God doing inviting us to go have dinner with all these people? But it's just regular people. But you know what? The one thing that unified everyone that was there, the love of Jesus, amen. The love of God. You know, and it was so wonderful in this hectic world that we live in that there are people out there in the film industry that actually pursue God. And the Epic Journey movie is about 28 countries and pursuing people in search of God. It's a wonderful movie. It'll be out later, I believe, in this fall. But we're blessed to be at the premiere this night. It's a red carpet event, so Barry and I will be wearing shoes, socks, and long pants. But, you know, one of the things that I wanted to leave with you, my beloved, is I don't know where your walk is with the Lord. I don't even know if you're walking with God. But you've got to look in the mirror, and if your life is everything you want it to be, if you're happy exactly where you're at, God bless you. God bless you, because That's all we do. We bring the goodness. But if there's anyone out there who would want something better for them, for their families, or for their children, thinking that, you know, this really isn't where I want to be. I don't know really where I'm at. You know, go to one of your chapel services, reach out, get a Bible from the chaplain, listen to the show every night, to the encouraging word. But I do want to invite all the families of those who have anyone at Soro this Sunday service at 300 Wilhelmina Drive up in Wahiawa at the First Assembly of God Wahiawa. We call it the Free Inside Church, where we're the good in the hood. What we're going to be doing is we're going to dedicate that service, and we're going to the men in Soro. Our prison ministry team is going to be handling the entire service. We're filming the service. At the end of the service, we're going to have the families come down in the front. We're going to do a big shaka to all our loved ones, do a slow pan with the camera. We'll be sending that video back to Saguaro for the men there. You know, and I just want to make sure that everyone has that opportunity. It's a, come to the 10 a.m. service this Sunday. I know it's Mother's Day. Pastor Scott's going to bring a powerful message about Mother's Day. And we look forward to just wonderful time together celebrating our Lord Jesus Christ. I just want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. You know, it's been a wonderful time. I want to thank Pastor Barry once again for coming in today, all the way from the west side, the good side out of Nanakuli. But you know, my brothers and my sisters, know that Jesus loves you. Know that he just wants to talk story with you. Just look up, say, Papa, how you doing? Let's talk about my day. How can I have a better day tomorrow, Papa? It's a relationship, not a religion, that Jesus is looking for. Let's give praise to our Father. I'll see you Monday night. Have a blessed weekend.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.